Devil or Angel, a creative short story inspired by A Christmas Carol by Miss Giroux. It was a normal December day at Manhattan Bridges. The students were studying or sleeping in their classes. The halls were quiet, with a few students with passes walking to and from the bathroom. Mr. Matthew was patrolling the hallway like a police officer. Everything was normal except for in Miss Giroux's class, because in that class was the most unbalanced, most frightful student in the school, Angel Rodriguez. Angel was the scariest student in the school. He had brown, short, spiky hair and piercing brown eyes. He had a round face with a scary expression and a tall, thin, muscular frame. He was an angry boy, severe, serious, and intimidating. He never wore the uniform, but would wear black jeans and a black leather jacket with pointy jewelry. He always had his arms crossed like a tough guy, and when he was in the hallway, students would run away from him. Angel was in Mr. Rue's class going crazy. He was screaming and punching Michael. Mr. Rue was beside herself with anger. "Angel, this is not professional," yelled Mr. Rue. "Mwahahaha, try and stop me," screamed Angel. Just then, there was the sound of a crash, then a bright beam of light. The classroom shook like there was an earthquake, and all the students were very afraid. The classroom split in two as the floor opened. Out of the floor came a brilliant ghost. The ghost was not large, but it was surrounded by light. It looked like a small boy with brown hair and big eyes. It was wearing large, thick glasses, the school uniform, and carrying school books. It had a peaceful and very dorky sense about it. He looked like a student, but from the past. The student spoke softly, but somehow every student in the room could hear every word. "Angel Rodriguez," said the ghost. "I am the ghost of successful students. Come with me." Suddenly, Angel was sucked up in light. The ghost and Angel disappeared from the room. The ghost and Angel found themselves in a strange new place. It was the year 2020. They were in Manhattan, inside a big, beautiful office building. "Where are we?" said Angel. "We are in your future, in the future, your future. This is the law firm where some of your classmates work. Remember Chantal and Yester? They are now successful bilingual lawyers. They help to get citizenship for new immigrants who are in trouble. They are making a very good salary, and they are making a difference in this world." "Who cares?" said Angel. "What about me? What will happen to me in the future?" "Ha ha," said the ghost. "Let's see." The ghost took Angel outside to the street. There was a sad and lonely old man begging for money. "Who is that repulsive man?" said Angel. "That is you," said the ghost. "No," said Angel. "I know I made a mistake. I can change. I don't want to become a beggar in the street. Please tell me I can go back. I can be a good student. I can change my life." Angel started crying. He cried louder and louder and fell over in the street as his eyes became blurry with tears. When Angel opened his eyes, he was back in his bedroom. "Mom," he yelled, "what year is it?" "It's 2012, said his mother. Angel cried, "Yippee! I have a chance to become a good student." And he was. Angel was the best student that Manhattan Bridges had ever seen. He was kind to his classmates and graduated at the head of his class. He changed his life because of the visit with the ghost and became one of the most respected and loved members of his community. The end.